Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Samach Gimel, Pesachim 63. In today's Daf Yomi, we start with the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, on the bottom of 63a. So it says in the Torah, in Exodus 34, verse 25, Tishchat al chametz dam zivchi, you're now at a slaughter al chametz, while you have chametz, the blood of my carbon, the blood of my offering. And this means that there's a prohibition to slaughter the Paschal lamb when you have chametz in the, when the person who's slaughtering it, it has chametz in his possession. So our Mishnah will clarify under what circumstances you're going to be in violation of this prohibition, and whether or not this prohibition also applies to other sacrifices that you bring at the same time as the Paschal lamb or on Pesach itself. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Shochet es haPesach al chametz, if a person slaughters the Paschal lamb when they have in their possession chametz, then over Belusa, say, then a person is going to be in violation of this prohibition of, as Rashi says, you're going to be in violation of Wosishchat al Chametz Dam Sevchei. So that's why Rashi, that's the verse that Rashi cites. But why doesn't Rashi, why doesn't Rashi say, Rashi actually says the pasuk of Wosishchat al Chametz Dam Sevchei, but why doesn't Rashi cite the verse Lo Tizbach al Chametz Dam Zivchi, which is actually earlier, because this verse that that Rashi cites is explicitly referring to the Karban Pesach, because it says at the end of it, Lo Yoin Laboker Zevach Chag Pesach, you cannot leave over until the morning the Chag Pesach, the Paschal lamb. So that's why Rashi cites that verse according to the Tzlach. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, not only are you in violation of it if you slaughter the Paschal lamb while you have chametz in your possession, also afat tamid, also a person who slaughters the daily offering, the afternoon offering of on the eve of Pesach, which is slaughtered prior to the Karban Pesach, and if you have chametz in your possession when you slaughter that, then you're also going to be in violation of this prohibition. Rabbi, there's a Gemara brings a dispute. Another, the Mishnah brings another position. Rabbi Shimon says, HaPesach be'arba'asar lishmo, that if you slaughter the Pesach on the afternoon of the 14th of Erev Pesach, after midday, afternoon, if you slaughter it while you have chametz for the purpose of the Karban Pesach, then chayev, then you're going to be liable for lashes because of this prohibition of lotishchat chametz, because the Pesach is kosher, and therefore it's a valid shlita. However, if you slaughtered it at that time, shelo lishmo, if you slaughter the Pesach not for the purpose of the Pesach, and therefore, it's going to be disqualified because it's a shlita she'ena ruhya. It's not a valid shlita. Therefore, you're going to be pater. You're going to be exempt, because Rabbi Shimon is going to be in the position that if there's a shlita she'ena ruhya, that if it's an invalid slaughter, there it's not going to be considered a slaughter. And so therefore, you're not going to be liable for slaughtering the Paschal lamb while you have chametz in your possession. Ushar kol zvachim, and all other sacrifice that you slaughter them while you have chametz in your possession on the afternoon, from the afternoon of the 14th onward, bein lishmanu, bein shelo lishman, whether they're for the right reason or for the wrong reason, meaning whether you have the proper intent or the improper intent, pater, you're going to be exempt. Because Rabbi Shimon is of the position that you're going to be liable for lo sishchat al-chametz only by Karban Pesach, that applies to Karban Pesach, but he's going to be pater, he's going to be exempt by other sacrifices. Uben Moed, but let's say you're slaughtering the Pesach on the holiday itself, then if you do lishmo, then if you do it for the right reason, then we're going to say you're pater, then you're going to be exempt, because a Pesach that was slaughtered with the in the improper time for the purpose of the Pesach is disqualified, and so therefore you're going to, if since you're slaughtering the Pesach at that point time, it's a shlita she'en aruya, it's an invalid shlita, so therefore it's not going to be considered a shlita. But if you slaughtered it shelo lishmo, chayev, but if you slaughtered it for the purpose, not of the Pesach, but for the Shlamim, then you're going to be liable, because a Pesach, we have a principle that a Pesach that's not brought on the proper time, it's going to be considered a Shlamim, and so therefore it's a Shlita Ru'uyah, and so therefore you have Chametz, and so therefore you're liable for slaughtering the offering while you have Chametz in your possession. Ushar kol hazvachim, and all other sacrifices that you slaughter them on the festival for the purpose of Chametz, while you have Chametz, bein lishman, bein shelo lishman, whether you have the right intent or the wrong intent, chayev, you're going to be liable for ashes, because we have a principle that all the sacrifices that are slaughtered for the purpose, for the wrong intent, are going to be kosher. Chutz min achata sheshachtu shelo lishma, with the exception of the sin offering that was slaughtered for the wrong intent, that's going to be disqualified. And so therefore, if you slaughter shelo lishma on chametz, vayed chametz, you're potter, because it's a shchita she'ein ra'uyah, as it relates to the chatas. So it says, Reish Lakish l'olam einu chayev, you're only going to be liable for lashes for the verse of v'tishchat al chametz ad she'e chametz ashochet o azorek, until the chametz is owned, you're going to be liable either by the person who slaughters it or sprinkles the blood. Or if one of the people who is menuyim on the Pesach, one of the people who are registered to eat this Paschal lamb, if they own the chametz and then somebody else slaughters the Paschal lamb, then they're both going to be liable. It's the Rishonim are arguing about this. Who's going to be in violation of the prohibition of lo tishchat when one of the people of the chabura owns it? So Rashi says that also the slaughterer, the one who does the shechita, and also the people who are menuyim or part of this chabura to eat the Paschal lamb are both included in this prohibition. It's a tremendous thing. One person slaughters it and the other one owns the chametz, but they're both going to be liable according to Rashi. Whereas Reish Lakish then says another principle, va'achia imo bazar. Reish Lakish says, they need to both be together in the courtyard of the temple. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, afal pish, even though they're not in the courtyard of the temple, they're still going to be liable for this prohibition. A tremendous, tremendous stringency. One person is slaughtering the Paschal lamb in the temple. The other person's in his house, and he has chametz, yet they're both liable.